You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are being warned to be on alert for scams relating to COVID-19. The Australian government is expecting a rise in suspicious texts, calls or emails attempting to collect people's money or personal information. Delia Rickard from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says people must guard their personal information.
People from migrant communities and people from any community really need to be aware there's an awful lot of fake information around COVID, around the vaccine, and you should only take your information from reliable sources, from the health department, from doctors. Whatever you do, don't take your information just off the internet and social media, because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
The warning comes as Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program continues to roll out across the nation. The vaccine is voluntary and will be provided free to all Australian citizens, permanent residents and most visa holders in stages. Hospital hubs have so far vaccinated the most vulnerable Australians, with healthcare workers in GP clinics next in line. Vaccines will eventually be made available in local pharmacies so that all Australians can be vaccinated by the end of October 2021. And in regional New South Wales, 5 major vaccination hubs and 99 satellite sites will be rolled out from March 15. The hubs will be set up at Newcastle, Wollongong, Wagga Wagga Base, Coffs Harbour and Dubbo Hospital to ensure frontline workers in regional areas are protected, Health Minister Brad Hazard said in a statement.
Wollongong and Newcastle are particularly significant because we have frontline staff meeting overseas freighters arriving at ports, and those staff obviously are at higher risk than others.
The hubs will deliver vaccines to regional sites, which are smaller vaccination centres. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also says the state is on track to vaccinate 35,000 frontline workers in the first 3 weeks. Dr. Deepak Bhonagiri, a senior ICU doctor, says the vaccine is central to ensuring doctors can continue caring for their community.
The most important thing in terms of vaccination is it'll be get life back to normal, allow doctors like us in critical care to look after our patients better and, you know, continue the care that we give.
Meanwhile, Michael Douglas from New South Wales Health says the state has recorded another day of zero new locally acquired cases.
New South Wales has now recorded a milestone 5 million tests since the start of the pandemic. Today marks 41 days with no reported locally acquired cases in New South Wales. New South Wales Health continues to urge anyone with any cold-like symptoms to come forward for testing and to isolate until they receive a negative result.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged Australians to remain calm after incidences of vaccine mishandling at aged care centres sparked concern. 2 aged care residents in Queensland were given more than required doses of the Pfizer vaccine, while an aged care home in Victoria disposed around 150 doses due to incorrect storage of the vaccines. The Pfizer vaccine has 6 doses in each vial and must be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Victoria recorded no new cases of coronavirus after reporting 2 cases yesterday of close contacts who were already isolating. Restrictions have also eased in the state, with up to 30 visitors now allowed to gather in homes and 100 able to gather outdoors. Masks are mandatory on public transport, in taxis, rideshare vehicles, aged care facilities and other crowded indoor facilities like shopping centres. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.